Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation of the Word of God. I'm Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I'll be reading verse 30 from Numbers chapter 13. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Caleb here is overflowing with confidence in the Lord. Now we can be confident in ourselves, but we see here a man who is trusting in the power of the Lord and telling the people who gave a wrong report to the Israelites that they can surely go and conquer the land. Moses had sent 12 chiefs from the tribes to go and check out the land of Canaan. The 10 of the people came back and gave a wrong report to Moses and to the Israelites, saying that the people of the land were mighty and they wouldn't be able to conquer them. And they said that they looked like grasshoppers in front of those giants. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, gave the right report, saying that they would be able to go and conquer the land. Now the people were discouraged by what the 10 leaders said. But as we heard now, Caleb is confident that with the help of the Lord they would be able to overtake the land. Now we can be confident in ourselves, and we can have confidence in the Lord too. When we have more confidence in ourselves, sometimes we may not overcome the situations that confront us. But if the Lord is our strength and we put our hope and trust in Him, definitely we will be able to overcome the circumstances that come into our lives. The people heard the wrong report and believed in it and would not listen to Joshua and Caleb. Thus they were not able to enter the promised land and had to wander through the wilderness for many long years, for 38 years. But God gave a promise to Joshua and Caleb, who gave the right report, and thus at the end of 38 years they were able to enter the land of Canaan. But those who gave the wrong report could not enter the promised land. So let us put our trust and hope in the Lord and continue in prayer and thanksgiving, and God will help us to overcome the trying situations that come into our lives. I am Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.